Namaskar, everyone. Welcome to a new day. This body was born on a Saturday, August 14th. And the moon became full about 7 o'clock. This body was born at 5 a.m. So today being Saturday reminded me of that. Birthing, it's always something exciting for me because the first breath and the beautiful sound of the child's cry when prana comes into the body. For me, it's tremendous excitement. And that prana, current of prana, apana, samana, udana, dhyana, that stays throughout the life until the soul leaves the body and there's no more breath in the body. So the fascination of the breath is always something exciting for me. I absolutely love to use the breath in the meditation until the breath disappears. And then you realize the effectiveness of breathing, that it has an effect on your mind. The prana of the breath activates the brain and the senses. So once you get the prana apana of the breath in rhythm, not the air in and air out, but prana apana, that which moves the breath. That's why you need to look for the rhythm. Otherwise, if you stay with breath in and breath out, air in and air out, you may not find that beautiful energetic rhythm. You may try to create a rhythm with airflow, but no, there's another rhythm that is happening behind it. When you go to sleep, for example, that rhythm happens on its own. If you look at a person sleeping, look at the breathing rhythms. Unless there is some emotional dream and the rhythm becomes jerky. But when the person's in deep sleep, look at the rhythm. You see the beauty of rhythmic breathing. Because the ego is no longer in charge to take the breath any way it wants to. Now, the self is doing everything. So all of this is fascinating to watch somebody deep sleep. To hear these beautiful sounds that resonate in the consciousness, to use the rhythm of the breath in flow. And when the ego goes back and flow happens, then you know you're simulating the joyfulness of deep sleep. So we don't realize that deep sleep has such joy because we are gone. We are gone. But when we can consciously simulate that, that's called yoga nidra, the yogic sleep. When you can consciously activate that. So if my mind is busy a little bit from the creative thinking that I would normally have, I just bring either the om in there with the breath to bring the mind back, or the soham. Just breathing in the soul and I think universe, so. And hum, I honor the material world. The body and everything else. So and the soham. Soham takes me into the awareness of those two. The inner expansive space, the consciousness, non-material, and then the material world. So I live in the existence of both, the soham. Wicked the om, no, the om is just the same sound in and out. So I don't have any meaning to it except infinite consciousness. Just to tell you a little bit of what I enjoy in the meditation. And before you know it, 20 minutes is like nothing. And the body is nourished in that effortless rhythm and flow. The joy of meditation. Meditation should never be laboring. It should bring you into stress-free being. Parasympathetic. Nervous system takes over. There's restoration. So when I get up early in the morning and I know that sleep isn't necessary again, this is what it predominates. The joy of breathing. And according to the Chinese wisdom, circadian rhythm, 3 to 5 in the morning is when the lung meridians are activated. So it's the time for breathing. And 5 to 7 is the large intestine. So nature's calls. Beautiful design, if only we can understand the wisdom of the universe, within and without, inside and outside. Beauty. So tomorrow this is celebrated. I can imagine how my mother felt. This was the first son that she had in a happy union with my father. She got involved in, you know, arranged marriages in those days, and she couldn't survive it. She was married to the Brahmin guy, the caste. And she came from a priestly family, and it just didn't work out. She ran away with a little baby, and she came back to her parents. And then one of her pundit uncle arranged another marriage for her. They were very obedient in those days, whatever the parents say. And then she had the most beautiful relationship with my father, because he was involved in spirituality. He was a farmer, he worked the land, he was a hard-working man. And they had the most beautiful relationships until he disappeared from the earth plane when I was 10. So marvelous, marvelous mother. Before I was born, because of her religious background, and she used to read the Surya Puran. Surya Chalisa, they used to chant this, and then it speaks about your child being like the sun, if you pray. And she did that. And she said, normally the ritual is that you do it for 5 Sundays. But she felt so nice doing that, she did it for 21. She didn't know in those days, no ultrasound, that she would have a son. But she prayed for a son as bright as a sun. Those were her words. And then this was born. That's the breath. We had the most wonderful relationship throughout life. She was very much in devotion and service to me. I remember one time she was in the public hospital, and I went to see her, and of course I'm dressed like an engineer, the field. And she was talking about the son who is her guru. I felt so embarrassed. She told the whole ward, this is my son, the guru. She never saw me as anything else. Such a beautiful soul. And before she left, that was one of the incredible pictures. And this is one of the incredible pictures. She was in such a divine mood. So much like Baba Nityananda. In both. And I have these pictures in the hall simply because they bring me back to that bhav, a mood she was in. Not worldly at all. She was totally serious, she was not smiling, but yet in a divine smile. Amazing, amazing, amazing soul. I cannot but salute her. My last meeting with her on the other plane was also phenomenal. I was kind of thinking about her and in a way remembering the joyous times. And in the dream, she appeared, but she came out of her room. And her head, I couldn't see her head. Her head was luminous. But I knew it was her. And when she came out, I'm looking at her. And of course, my intention is to hug her. And the inner call I got from her, I said, yes. So I went up to hug her. And I'm thinking, Mom, we are on this plane. You're going to disappear. And I'll wake up. But she allowed me to hug her for as long as possible. I was totally satisfied. And then I woke up. It was phenomenal. So life continues. She was born to bring me. And we had the most amazing relationship. Everything that I experienced in Ganeshpuri When I came back here, she began to experience these things automatically. What kind of soul was that? Oh my God. And when I left for India, she was, oh my God, she was out of her mind. And then she had a dream of Krishna, and the gates of her place opened. And then her heart was pacified. But when I went to Ganeshpuri after about a week, and all these beautiful experiences happened, this was the first time I wrote to them. And they knew I was okay. Yeah, so amazing relationship, amazing mother, amazing life. But that's not for today. But what I want to say to you is that as we prepare for tomorrow, keep this spiritual discipline we've been keeping through the week. We had a beautiful week of workshops. Amrit, the cafe, was just at its best. The cleaning up area, although we have construction, but the cleaning up in the area, with everybody devoted. So let it happen in flow. In more silence. No need for the talking, too much talk, not necessary. Just go in flow, and you'll be divinely guided to have the space at its best. This occasion tomorrow is not only of this plane, but another plane that is also celebrating. But that you have to feel on the inside, perceive, because this is only three dimensions. If your mind is caught in this, you don't get the other. You need to go multidimensional. There are other dimensions. As Christ said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. So that's it for today. Let's observe the silence in the space. Let's flow with the activity and enjoy every part of the ashram. And we all look forward to tomorrow morning, where I can reminisce a little bit on what happened and my life. Have a blessed day, everyone. Namaskar.